This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Here's a question I got for y'all. I know that the Jimmy Butler trade has already had a night's sleep, but now it had another night's sleep after it became official and you watched the Warriors play a real opponent. I know they lost both games, but the Utah one, it was just, I don't know, man, that whole game got swallowed up by the trade itself. So I don't even know if the world is going to remember what happened two nights ago. But last night, it's the Lakers, it's Jimmy is official, Jimmy's at the game. This sort of feels like, okay, it's time to get up off the ground and do your new normal. And even though Jimmy didn't play, I do think the way that game played out in making me feel like the Warriors are not one player away. So the fact that Jimmy joins them tomorrow night in Chicago, is that going to be the big fix? And now they've got an under 500 record and all of that. I really will, but it's not an obvious thing. I'll just say this. After one more night's sleep, I woke up even more skeptical. And, you know, sometimes that old phrase, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I do feel a little bit of that with Andrew Wiggins. I really do. And that's without even having seen Jimmy Butler yet. And the fact that it's another 35-year-old, and knowing that whenever any of those guys miss a game, that team we saw last night, that's going to be the team where Steph Curry's got to score over 30 and all the defense is going to be pointed at him. And there will be nights where others get opportunities to put a dagger in there like Brandon Pajemski did, and then Brandon Pajemski did, and then Brandon Pajemski did, and a clank, and a clank, and a clank. And you're like, you lose, partner. And I woke up and I just went, I really think that strength in numbers was lost. People with the number two in front of their age were lost.
Well, barely.
But still.
Fine. He's 30 in like 5 days.
I get it, but he's not 35 in 5 days.
That's fair.
So my point is I really looked at this and I went, and I wonder how you would answer this. What if instead of getting Jimmy Butler, you gave up one more first round pick, but you kept Andrew Wiggins? And you got Cam Johnson, another 3-and-D player, somebody who can knock down an outside shot, and somebody who's still in his 20s. That feels better to me.
Right, but you're...
That feels better to me.
You're doing pie-in-the-sky what-if-ery because...
Well, what the hell have we been doing for the last... That's what this is.
But what it is...
Kevin Durant was going to be a Warrior 3 days ago.
But he wasn't. And what has happened has happened. So you can say...
So what?
What if they got Cam and Vucevic?
I'm not...
And it's... I don't think that it does anybody any good. And you can have that thought if you want. And we can have this conversation. But you didn't get Cam Johnson. So he was either not available or too expensive.
What?
So... Well, like, what's the point of what-ifing the whole thing?
Do we work for the team? What do you mean, what's the point of what-ifing? What-ifing is what we've been doing for 6 months.
Right.
It was Kevin Durant.
But we what-ifed up to a deadline, and then the deadline happened, and now this is what we have.
I'm telling... So what? I'm going to sit here and tell you that it should have been something else. In my opinion, that's how I feel.
I'm going to tell you that it couldn't be something else.
You can't say that. You don't know that.
Well, I know what happened.
Right.
So, I mean, you can talk about what should have or could have happened, but we're past the deadline, and all we can do is deal with what actually did happen.
I disagree. This is Sports Talk Radio. We don't have to deal with what happened.
You can look at it however you want.
I am going to sit here and tell you that I believe it is highly likely that the Warriors made the wrong move. That is what I'm here to tell you. So you can say, oh, too bad, we've already got this, so now we've got to move on. No, we don't. I don't have to like it. I woke up.
The guy hasn't even played a game yet,
yeah,
and you're already out on it. This is like, you're doing me and I'm doing you. This is crazy.
It's not crazy.
It's like bizarro Willard and Dibbs.
I sat here for 4 hours yesterday and told you that I didn't love the deal, and now I love it even less.
Right. And I love it even more.
Okay,
after
great.
A day.
Great.
Now, after you saw what LA did to you, and you could have used a Jimmy Butler to guard LeBron James,
you could have used
something that nobody else could have done.
You could have, Andrew Wiggins and Cam Johnson could have done it, and they could have done it with 20-something year old legs.
Well, neither one of them did it last night. Neither one of them was able to stop LeBron last night.
Because they're not on the team. And that's my point. Like, I'm not going to sit here because you and I don't see this the same way and say I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's in the past.
I'm not going to forbid you from talking about it. I just don't see the value of it.
The value. What's the value in any of the conversations we're having? I'm sitting here with that opinion. I do not think that the Warriors made the right move. They made a move for someone who is deep into his 30s who can't shoot from the outside. I the more I think about this and the more I now watched the Warriors last night with placing Jimmy into this in mind, I'm sorry. I just think it's the wrong move. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to have the same curiosity that we all do. It doesn't mean that I'm right. I don't know that I'm right. I'm just telling you what I feel.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that this team, especially because now this is not just for tomorrow night. This is for 2.5 more years.
Right.
I'm telling you that I would have been so much more comfortable if the Warriors had acquired somebody in their 20s and kept their depth. Like,
what if the choice was do nothing or do this? Because clearly the Cam Johnson trade that, you know, you said Cam's been available for 6 months and nobody acquired Cam Johnson. So either he wasn't available or the asking price was astronomical and nobody wanted to meet it. So for me, it becomes a question of would you rather have them do this Jimmy Butler deal or do nothing at all?
I'll answer it, but I'll also reject your premise, because to say that somebody wasn't traded, therefore he wasn't available, is, in my opinion, factually inaccurate.
Okay. Johnson was not traded.
Nikola Vucevic was available.
Neither player was traded.
Kevin Durant almost became a Warrior.
But he wasn't traded either.
Right. But to say that those discussions didn't happen or that they weren't available, I do not think is accurate.
Well, all I can say in terms of accuracy is that they weren't traded.
Right, but what I can tell you is that probably does mean that the Warriors decided to not meet that price, and I'm sitting here telling you they should have met the price.
You don't know what the price is.
Well, I know.
I mean, what if it was three firsts and Kuminga? Right? I mean, we don't know what the price was.
Well, no, it
we know that Danny Ainge was asking for an absolute S-ton for Lauri Markkanen in the offseason, and they didn't match that.
And they didn't meet it. But I can tell you what I think the reported price has been for Cam Johnson all along, and I don't think it was going to be Jonathan Kuminga based on the fact that Brooklyn can have Kuminga in the offseason if they want him, but they're reported to not even want him. So why would they acquire him knowing that they're going to have to pay him next? Like, I think my point is fair. I would have offered another first-round draft pick and kept Andrew Wiggins and called Brooklyn and tried to get somebody in their 20s. My point is, I think that's a better basketball team, and I think you could have gotten that done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.